Last week, Belgium apologized for its role in the 1961 assassination of Congo's leader Patrice Lumumba. Commentator Ken Wiwa is the son of another martyred African leader. He says that Lumumba's death is part of a larger pattern of conflict and reconciliation in Africa.
Against the background of Congo's history, Lumumba's murder is more of a symbolic moment than a turning point. He was articulate, energetic, and charismatic. But Patrice Lumumba has come to symbolize the death of Congolese and, to a wider extent, African aspirations. His myth has grown in proportion to Africa's post-independent failures. But as Prime Minister of a newly independent Congo in 1960, Lumumba was hardly in control of a country that was clearly struggling to come to terms with its brutal past under the Belgians. Faced with mounting internal difficulties and UN inaction, Lumumba had to appeal to the Soviet Union for help. To the departing Belgians and a watchful America, the idea of a Soviet-backed Lumumba represented a threat to the Cold World order that up till then had safeguarded the vast resources of Congo in the hands of the West. The prospect of a Soviet-backed Congo under Patrice Lumumba was therefore a geopolitical nightmare, and so with the help of Belgian troops and a CIA-backed coup, Colonel Mobutu was encouraged to depose and execute Lumumba. All of this was once no more than a well-informed rumour, but is now fact, thanks to declassified documents, Raoul Peck's persuasive film about Lumumba, and a Belgian apology. We now know the truth, and that truth was a closely guarded secret for years, and as the myths grew around the cover-up, much of Congo's underlying discontent under Mobutu was fermented by a nostalgia for Lumumba. Africa is a continent where too many officially sponsored lies and half-truths have been used to cover up too many injustices. The continent's depressing history of genocides, civil war, and grotesque violence is a manifestation of the underlying discontent of a continent choking on justice denied. It's a place where the past has been shoehorned into a present without due course, where victims and oppressors are forced to live together in an unhealthy atmosphere of denial, rumour, mutual suspicion, and lies. When the tensions within society become too much, African countries tend to unravel along these old fault lines. Every corner of Africa has been affected and remains susceptible to the consequences of an unresolved past. Former imperial powers have a crucial role to play in this. They must diffuse the unresolved grievances in Africa, many of which stem from the days of colonial rule. Britain, Portugal, Germany, France, Belgium, the former Soviet Union and the United States have all made significant contributions to the development of Africa. But the first step these countries must take is to issue apologies where appropriate, and only then can they open up a dialogue whose end game must serve to diffuse the potential for future conflict.
The comments of Ken Wiwa, author of In the Shadow of a Saint, A Son's Journey to Understand His Father's Legacy.